Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I am Zach.
It is Friday.
We made it. We made it to Friday. John, can I get a Braves update?
Real fast. It's not looking good.
Yeah.
Tampa's up 8-3.
Well, once again, the Braves have clutched defeat from the jaws of victory.
We didn't even have it in the jaws of victory. We're fucking barfing it hard right now.
Well, let's turn our attention to something that is a little bit more positive.
Yeah.
A possible
hostile takeover.
Hostile takeover. Fetus, yep.
Taking over her own mother.
Yes. I think that's a much more positive conversation.
So where we left off yesterday, we had the conversation of how maybe Alia is taking over Jessica, because we start off with Jessica saying in a frightened tone that
we were talking about minute 29 through 30.
Yes. Sorry. And a little bit of the minute before, because catch up. But in a frightened tone, Jessica says, "Paul, she talks to me. She believes in you." She says, and then we kind of get a weird change in how we're
tone
talking.
Tone shift.
Kwisatz Haderach, show us the way.
Yeah.
You're so close now. Only one step remains and you will become the Kwisatz Haderach. Only one step remains. You must do what I did. You must drink the water of life. Free your mind. It's gonna open and you will see the beauty and horror.
So a couple things.
Yeah.
I really got a feeling from Jessica that she's the kind of person who did acid at Burning Man one time, and now that's all she talks about to people and suggests that everyone does it.
I did the water of life once, yeah, and now this is my personality.
Exactly. She's really given that energy to me. And I want to focus a little bit on the poor acolytes who are just in the background hearing all this.
They're just like, what the fuck?
Like, that's some crazy shit just over here. They're just trying to clean up.
Yeah. They're literally like folding laundry. And they're just like, what the fuck is going on?
They're like, excuse me, what the fuck did that lady just say?
Huh? Yeah.
The beauty and the horror, not a great sell. If you really want Paul to do this, maybe say, it was a breeze. I got to talk to some people. Now you
found $5 on the ground.
Yeah. I mean, your sister talks to me now. That's fine. You won't have to deal with that.
You're not pregnant, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Surprise.
And I think Paul reacts appropriately to this by looking very concerned.
He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Bitch. Super, super concerned with how Jessica's acting. And this is really a different side to Jessica than we've ever seen, which I think lends to your theory.
And okay. So we dog on Jessica a lot for Stressica and everything.
All out of love.
Yeah. Rebecca Ferguson, we love you. You're fucking
We know you're a listener, so
definitely listening to the Dune Minute podcast. If you are, email us. Let us know. No. But like, and that's what made me think maybe might be fucking off my rocker here, but maybe Alia's got is subverting some amount of control because this is so different. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it just is the fact that Jessica, in her own words, inherited centuries of pain.
Yeah.
And all these memories. Yep. And that fundamentally changes her.
Yeah.
Which could be the more simple answer.
Yeah.
But I think it would be cool
if it was Alia talking through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That would be a really, really cool.
Because Alia inherits all that same pain.
Yeah.
And all those same memories. In fact, Alia technically inherits more because she inherits Jessica's.
True. Yep. Yeah, the character Jessica has up until this point been pretty well put together.
Yeah, and when Jessica speaks, she speaks with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
She is very mostly direct and to the point.
Yeah.
And doesn't falter at all. But here, it's like she's trying to crawl out of a pit that she's sinking into. And maybe she's still just trying to process a lot of these memories and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, dog on Brian as much as I do, I think the representation that we saw of going through the agony and prophecy was really cool,
mm-hmm.
because we watched Lila effectively be torn apart and like drown in this like labyrinth of all of the dead souls of her ancestors.
Yeah.
So like maybe Jessica's still dealing with some of that on the inside. We don't know.
That's true.
It's not Frank canon, but like it's the closest thing that we have to any kind of canon.
Yeah.
For what could be going on inside of her head.
Yeah.
Or what had gone on inside of her head. We don't know.
That's a very reasonable read on the situation. In the past, she's been pretty reserved, isn't maybe the right word, but I'm going to say that reserved about her plans for Paul.
Yeah.
They've been kind of very subtle. That's probably a better word. Very subtle about her plans. But now she's just like all gas, no brakes, driving towards this goal and saying, Paul, you got to do this. You got to do it, man.
And we'll see Jessica later on in the movie kind of return to form where she's more back to that like composed and direct and everything later on. And we'll definitely have a lot more to say, especially in a very specific scene that I'm thinking of right now, near the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But this moment here could be either the processing of everything, maybe some influence from Alia, combination of the two. Who knows?
She's been through it, man.
Yeah.
She's had a rough couple of days.
Yeah, it's not great.
But we don't get to really sit with this for too long.
We cut to the dunes from here, and mm-hmm. we have a nice wide helicopter shot. Notably, these scenes are shot in the UAE. These are not shot in Jordan, where all of our other scenes or all of our previous scenes were shot. And then the part where they were walking through the canyon to get to the siege were also shot in Jordan. This is the UAE. And Stilgar and some of his homies are out with Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically having a conversation about how if Paul truly wants to learn their ways, the most important thing he needs to do is learn how to cross the desert. So Stilgar gives him a Fremkit. He said, there's a still tent in here.
Mm-hmm.
There's some food. I just need you to cross that small erg.
Which that was a fun word. I had to look that up.
Yeah.
Erg. ERG. It is a broad, flat area of a desert covered in windswept sands with little to no vegetative cover.
Which is very true of what we see.
Yes.
He says, cross that small erg. It's best to go at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to use a paracompass.
And when Paul says yes, I read this as like a, he almost seems surprised.
Yeah.
Because Paul says yes, and he just goes, oh.
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 Look at that. And then Paul's like, is there anything else I should know? And we get another mid-sentence cut off because Stilgar says, beside the worms.
That's it.
End of minute.
Beside the worms. Which is, I think that's all things considered, I think that's a fine.
That's a great mid-sentence cut off.
Yeah. That's a fine place to end there.
Yeah. So we will have to
see this desert.
Figure out what is beside the worms on Monday next week.
So nothing else from the books right now. This scene does not exactly happen there because I believe I mentioned on Tuesday or Wednesday that this was so the spice agony and the orgy scene, that was the end of this section of the book.
Yep.
At this point, we there's a little bit of a time jump in the books, about a 2-year time jump that we pick back up on. This is going to be the point of contention that John and I are going to go through for a while because this time jump is not present in the movie.
Yep.
So some storylines are going to progress forward in the book here. Others we are going to have to circle back to in a little bit to get. So it's going to be a bunch of bouncing around different sections of the book, but that is fine. That's why we read. That is why we're doing the show, so we can keep everything in order.
We're going to have parts of the movie that we're coming up on that will bounce back to earlier sections of the book, too.
Yeah, well, for sure. So, yeah, so nothing else from the book, but I will say that the section we are coming up, the final section of the book, is titled The Prophet. It's a very cool, very foreboding title, I guess, to that. So, John, how would you rate this week?
Well, it is a Friday, so we must discuss Shai Hulud's.
Yes.
Am I going only on the movie? If I'm going
only on... We talked about a lot.
Yeah, we did. But in fairness, we are rating the minutes of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say probably a 6.5.
Okay. This may be one of the rare moments where I go higher than
you. Where you go higher than me?
Yeah. I was going to go 7.5 for mine.
Okay.
I really enjoyed this section of minutes.
It's very good.
Maybe I enjoyed them as much as I did because of the associated lore with the books. Maybe. That's okay. I'm not going to divorce those two.
No. I could go to a 7. The thing that the real detractor for me this week is just the fetal time jump.
Yeah.
And it's such a small like detail or whatever, but like it's so weird and off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we do get really cool minutes after that and everything, and Rebecca Ferguson's, you know, portrayal during the spice agony fucking great. Nailed it.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say a 7.
Okay.
I think 6.5 is maybe a little too harsh. Good minutes all around.
Of course. For a
good movie in general.
All right, cool. Well, as we say on the end of every single episode, we are on plenty of social medias. And by plenty, I mean 2.
One of them isn't really social media.
No, one of them we don't check.
That's not true.
I was talking about YouTube.
Well,
if you'd like to reach out to us, John is always manning the blue sky machine, and he would love to have some conversations with folks. We are at duneminute.com over there. We also have an email address. My email address is duneminute@gmail.com. If you'd like to send us something that way, I do check that occasionally. So, yeah, send us something. And we will be back next week with another fun and exciting week of the Dune Minute podcast.
We'll see you later.
See you then.